Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 5th, the moon remains in Taurus until 12:30 p.m. when it transitioned into Gemini, continuing the waxing crescent phase. The first half of the day holds the steady, grounded energy of Taurus, inviting patience and deep reflection. But as the moon shifts into Gemini, movement begins, thoughts accelerate, conversation flow, and curiosity takes hold. The transition reminds us that growth requires both stability and adaptability. Aries, the morning Taurus. Moon lingers in your second house, grounding your focus on stability and self-worth. A moment of quiet reflection may help clarify financial goals or emotional investments. As the moon shifts into Gemini and your third house, the stillness gives way to a need for expression. What you've been contemplating now wants to be shared. Taurus, the day begins with the moon in your first house, enhancing your self-awareness and emotional depth. There's a pull to slow down, to feel, to anchor yourself in what truly matters. By the afternoon, as the moon enters Gemini and your second house, the introspection shifts toward tangible concerns. How do your values translate into action? The challenge today is to bridge inner certainty with external movement. Gemini, the Taurus. Moon moves through your 12th house in the early hours, stirring subconscious thoughts, quiet revelation, and perhaps a need for solitude. There is wisdom in pausing before acting. But as the moon enters your first house, the energy shifts, you awaken, ideas crystallize, and you feel ready to step forward. Cancer, the Taurus. Moon stabilizes your 11th house, making the morning a time to reconnect with long-term dreams and the people who support them. Are your aspirations rooted in what truly sustains you? As the moon shifts into Gemini and your 12th house, the answers may come in whispers rather than declarations. Pay attention to the messages beneath the surface. They hold keys to your next chapter. Leo, with the Taurus moon, illuminating your 10th house early in the day, your mind is on responsibility, reputation, and the work that defines you. This is a moment to move with purpose rather than haste. But as the moon enters Gemini in your 11th house, the energy lightens. You realize success is not just about effort, but about the people who walk alongside you. Open the doors to collaboration. Virgo, the Taurus. Moon in your 9th house grounds your search for meaning. The morning is best spent in reflection, through study, contemplation, or spiritual practice. But as the moon transitions into Gemini and your 10th house, abstract thought turns to concrete ambition. How will you bring your expanded awareness into the world? What wisdom do you have to share? Libra, the Taurus. Moon lingers in your 8th house, making the morning deeply introspective. Themes of transformation, emotional intimacy, and personal power may arise. This is a time for quiet but meaningful realizations. As the moon enters Gemini and your 9th house, the intensity begins to disperse, making way for new perspectives. A shift in understanding can liberate you from what has felt heavy. Scorpio, with the moon in your 7th house, relationships take on a contemplative tone early in the day. Who are the people that bring stability to your life? Who challenges you to grow? By afternoon, as the moon enters Gemini and your 8th house, deeper questions arise. How much of yourself are you willing to share? True connection requires both openness and discernment. Sagittarius, the Taurus. Moon in your 6th house makes the morning ideal for tending to the physical and practical, organizing, refining, ensuring that your foundation is strong. But as the moon moves into Gemini and your 7th house, your focus shifts outward. Conversation becomes vital. Relationship asks for engagement. Where can you bring more presence to those who matter? Capricorn, the Taurus. Moon in your 5th house invites creativity and pleasure, making the morning a time for artistic expression, romance, or reconnecting with joy in a grounded way. But as the moon enters Gemini and your sixth house, the focus sharpens. How can you incorporate more lightness into your everyday routine? Play and work need not be separate. Aquarius with the Taurus. Moon in your fourth house, the morning carries a deep emotional undercurrent. Home, family, and the roots of your being call for your attention. But as the moon moves into Gemini and your fifth house, the energy shifts outward toward creativity and fun. Let your inner world inspire something beautiful. Pisces, the Taurus. Moon in your third house steadies your mind, making the morning ideal for thoughtful communication and absorbing meaningful information. But as the moon enters Gemini and your fourth house, emotion takes center stage. What you discuss today may reveal deeper emotional truths.
Thank you for joining me on Burn and the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.